Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens continue preparations for their Week 16 meeting with the Patriots.
Kyle, it's kind of a random question, but like, you know, this is a Sunday Night Football game. PFF rankings get shown when you get introduced to like the starting lineup. What's your kind of relationship to PFF and the Ravens and just everything? Do you care one way or another?
I have no opinion. I think PFF is good for some stuff and kind of paints a bad picture for other things. No discredit to what they got going on, but you know, obviously being in the meeting rooms and understanding assignments, it's hard to put blame on one or another thing if you're not in the rooms. I think alignment stuff, I think like end of the day coverage stuff, I think more analytical stuff is probably, it's probably a good thing, but probably like pluses and minuses on plays, probably not as reliable of something.
When you film the tape of Drake May, what kind of jumps out at you?
Yeah, he, one, I think he's super mobile. Big arm, big guy. I met Drake a couple times too, good dude. And but just as a player, like he presents a lot of problems for defense. I can't remember the last time we went against like a very mobile quarterback like Drake, so it'll be big for us just to have good rush lanes. But I mean, he can hurt you just as much with his legs as he can with his arm. So big props to him. I know he's like in the MVP conversation, everything, all deservedly so. He's had a great year. It's only his second year, right? Yeah, so probably gonna be a problem in the league for a long time. So excited to go up against him, the team this Sunday.
How much of discussion has there been as a team about finishing the regular season?
Yeah, I think our home record is not what we wanted to be. I don't think it's as much as focusing on finishing strong at home as it is just finishing strong the whole year. Obviously, we got some pretty important games coming up, starting with this one. So home, away, neutral, wherever it may be, in the parking lot, we got to lock in and do what we need to do so we can get in the dance.
When you're coming off a shutout, is that something that you think you can build off of from week to week and go forward?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a confidence builder, definitely. And again, Cincinnati, who, I mean, kind of had our number since I've been here. I can't remember a performance where we left Cincinnati game feeling good about ourselves since I've been here, really. So I think that was a big confidence boost for us as a defense, just knowing like what we're capable of and still watching that film and understanding where we could be better at is a big thing for us. So scoreboard says 0 points is obviously what we love at the end of the day, but still a lot of stuff we can get better at through these last few games into playoffs. Yeah, I think they don't shy away from it. You know, it seems just from watching the film, you can see their mentality is just, we're going to do it until you stop it. And they got two great backs, and obviously quarterback's an extension of that run game. But, yeah, it's kind of a very complimentary type of backfield that they have. Kind of reminds me of Detroit a little bit, just what they have going on there. Stevenson and Henderson, they both can gash you for big runs and also run downhill, get out the backfield. So presents a lot of problems. They go like fullback sets, kind of like old school eye football, and kind of just challenge you to man up and play the run. So we're definitely going to get that challenge this Sunday, and I'm excited to see us going against it. Yeah, yeah. Not even just because I'm a safety, but I mean, that's an added point. But any of those guys who's on the walls in these buildings that we walk past every day, it's good to know that they're not just names and faces. They actually come in and like have conversations with us and kind of keep it real with us. Like, hey, this would not have flown when we were on the team. And, you know, here's also stuff that y'all do well. It's not just they come in and bash us for like they're boomers or something. But they give us pieces of advice and stuff that we can hold on to throughout the game, throughout the practice week, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I sound like a broken record saying this, but we have guys who are best-kept secrets, honestly, on this defense, who are super talented, just the way things shake out, don't get a ton of snaps at whatever position. But, you know, obviously sucks for Teddy, who's having a great rookie year, and it sucks to see somebody go down like that. But he's got a bright future ahead of him. I'm sure he'll do great with rehab. But Trent steps in, and it's almost like it was a seamless change. It's not like they came in. He came in, and they started gashing us in the run and stuff like that. He actually made a lot of stops in that game, and we're going to be relying on him going down the stretch. So I'm excited for him. You know, it's year three now. He's grown up a lot. Super excited to just put his talent on display because I think he is honestly one of the more talented people on this team, on this defense.
They don't have a go-to guy in the passing game that Drake spreads the ball around to all those guys. Is that more difficult to prepare for as opposed to, you know, when you have that guy that you know that a quarterback is looking to, especially in running down?
Yeah, I don't think it's – and I don't think you meant this in your question. But I don't think it's like a lack of having a guy. I think it's kind of a surplus of having guys that they have. You know, with Diggs and a bunch of different guys on that offense that can catch the ball and are dangerous in the pass game. And it's up to us to win our one-on-ones. You know, that's what it comes down to in this league, just winning one-on-ones. And it's different playing teams who have a for sure one that's getting 15 targets a game, and you can game plan for that. But, you know, you got to be ready every snap, no matter who you're covering. So it's a challenge for sure. But I think we have the guys in the secondary, guys up front to get after Drake and try to rush him up a little bit so we can make plays on the back end.
All right, thank you guys. Thank you.